The reduction in the money that we get from the Home Office this year is extremely challenging in terms of balancing the budget for the South Wales Police, and we will have to lose some police officers, some PCSOs and some staff in order to achieve that. That's why I had to make a very careful judgment about the level of the precept. And I've come down on 5%, which is the projection that had been made over the last couple of years, as the only way of making sure that we have the finances to keep the people of South Wales safe. I would have loved to go higher, because the South Wales Police get less money from the council taxpayers than the other police force, three police forces in Wales, and I'd like to take us back towards their level. However, I recognise that all the seven local authorities in South Wales are also experiencing extremely heavy burdens, that several of them will have to increase their council tax, and therefore I've kept it down to 5% in order to respect their problems and the burdens on the people of South Wales. None of us like to increase council tax or precepts, but at a time when central government is clearly imposing such severe cuts on public services, we have to look to maintain the service and the number of people that can keep the people of South Wales safe. And we presented today plans which will aim to reduce crime, reduce offending, therefore keep the people of South Wales safer and reduce the pressure on the police and other services. And we'll work together with our partners on the councils and in the health service and elsewhere to make sure that we continue to drive down crime. That's our aim, that's our purpose, and that's what we'll deliver.